Ms. John said persons seeking approval for events must submit specific information within a particular time frame. The Health Promotions Officer also said that persons who wish to attend these events should be fully vaccinated 2 weeks prior to the event.
So the SRNO for mass gathering in particular and for those specific guidelines clearly stipulates that if you want to exceed the capacity for indoor and outdoor dining, you have to ask for permission. And the permission can either go through the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simon Keyser-Beach, or the Commissioner of Peace, Mr. Colin John. So you really need to go through the process of getting approval. I want to caution persons not to advertise or promote for a specific activity that has not been granted preliminary approval. So once you submit your information and you submit your proposal for a request, it is reviewed by the committee, and then you are granted what is called preliminary approval. And in that preliminary approval, you get a chance to advertise, get your patrons. There's specific information that you must submit by a specific time frame. And so we have been doing that in the past before, and we're going to also be doing that for this particular season. So that's why you've been seeing quite a number of ads, nine mornings, nine nights, etc. And what all of these activities have in common is that they're only accommodating persons who are fully vaccinated 2 weeks prior to their event. So if you're thinking about getting into activities for the Christmas season, you have to then calculate, if I get my first shot end of the month, would I still be eligible to enter a event or an activity that is taking the second week in November? And the answer is no, because you're not considered fully vaccinated. So fully vaccinated 2 weeks prior to the event, you would be allowed to participate in that particular event. And I want to say that again, 2 weeks prior to the event, you're considered fully vaccinated and you would be allowed to participate in that event. That's extremely important for those vendors, caterers, DJs, sound system guys, etc., etc. If you want to get involved in all of the events that the promoters and so forth are having, you have to make sure that you line up with the requirements.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, while the director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, has made it clear that PAHO holds the view that mandatory vaccination should be a sovereign decision, she personally believes that the unvaccinated should be made to pay a fee for testing. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic since the outbreak now stands at 402,731. Internationally, Austria has returned to a full national lockdown as protests against new restrictions aimed at curbing COVID-19 infections spread across Europe. Meanwhile, Kenyans will be barred from using public transport and other government buildings from December 21st if they are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The country's health minister says the ban would cover buses, taxis, trains, and domestic flights, among many other categories. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.